Welcome to the Jazzcast. This is Shannon Gunn, and we are here today with Brent Burkhead,
hey,
saxophone player extraordinaire from the DC/New York area. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell everyone that if you would like to follow me on Twitter, I'm available at Jazz to the Bone, JazzToTagBone. That's also my website, and that is where you can find this particular podcast. So, without further ado, Brent, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. A little bit tired, but it's always better to have something to do than nothing to do.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming out. We're at this little pizza place here in D.C. on U Street, and I caught Brent in between two gigs, so I'm really thankful that he was willing to allow me to interview him.
No problem.
So, Brent, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. Started playing saxophone around 10 years old. My older brother also played trumpet when I was coming up, and later switched to the bass. That was an influence on me because I saw him playing. I wanted to play the trumpet, but my father wouldn't let me. So he told me to play saxophone, and I don't regret it a day. When I turned 18, I decided to go to Howard University in Washington, D.C., and I majored in music education and later received my master's in jazz studies. And right after that, I started teaching at Hardy Middle School, where I actually did my student teaching. And right after that, which was in 2011, I believe, I moved up to New York, where I'm now living in Harlem, New York.
Oh, okay. So, and you said you got your master's at Howard as well?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in jazz studies?
Yes, jazz studies, and undergrad was in music education.
Oh, did they have a five-year program there where you could just...
No, not... I wish. The music education is a five-year program, pretty much.
Yeah, I believe it. It's hard. Okay, cool. So, I guess, tell us a little bit. Do you have any projects that you're working on right now or any groups that you're enjoying playing with?
Well, I'm currently... doing a four-day stint with the Todd Marcus Orchestra. We were in New York, Philly, Baltimore, and today at Bohemian Caverns in D.C. I've also been playing with the Bohemian Caverns Jazz Orchestras since about 2010, one of the charter members. In New York, I've been working with Cheryl Pepsi Riley at the Village Underground, and she's a very dynamic singer. I've been happy to work with her. Have my own group as well that I've been working with, Corey Wallace Dubtet, and various other groups that I've been around in Baltimore, D.C., New York. I try to do a lot of things so I can stay busy and stay as versatile as possible, so I can be called for gigs and be able to take them.
Cool, awesome, and. Do you have any songs that you would like us to hear of your music?
Or absolutely.
Music? Okay.
Well, we can start with In My Leisure. That's a tune I wrote while I was getting my master's. Me and my instructor, Charlie Young, were discussing how a lot of young musicians can't really play the blues, can't really play anything that's not considered, quotations, out. And it's a... This is as simple as it can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's bluesy. It has a strong melody, and it's just simple, And a lot of people just have a hard time playing that. And I just wanted to write something that emphasized that.
Thank you. Okay, well, great. That sounded, and you know, that's like one of my favorite songs, honestly. I love that song. I make my students listen to it. It's beautiful. It is such a great song. And like you said, is it a blues? Do you call this a blues?
No, it's
or
not
what?
It's not a blues. It's like a foxtrot, if you want to call it that. It's, you know, it's standard AABA. Just very simple form, but it's like the songs of old, like the standards of old.
Great. And so I'm going to put a plug in and say that that was recorded at Caton Castle, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore. And that was actually recorded by myself. So I'm so excited that we get to hear it on the air, on the internet. So anyway, that's great. And let's see, you had, who did you have performing on that?
On bass, Kellyn Chapdelaine.
Mm-hmm.
On guitar, her husband, Josh Walker. And on drums, Carol DeShiel, or CV, or Vizzle, as we call them.
Yeah, and such a great, great rhythm section.
Yeah, this. Those are my guys.
Those are people from Howard, right?
Yes.
Is that how you guys met?
All of them got their either their bachelor's or their master's from Howard.
Mm-hmm. And is that where Josh and Karen met, or did they meet before they went to Howard?
No, they met before that. I believe it was on a cruise ship.
Okay.
In Canada, actually.
I don't know why I asked that question. Just curious. So, all right, great. And do you have any other songs that you would like
sure,
to play for us?
One of the tunes that I wrote in honor of my grandfather is The Ivory Antidote.
Oh, okay.
It's actually one tune that I wanted to write that had, you know, backbeat, had a groove to it.
Uh-huh.
But it had a strong melody and had strong chord progression, which would make it easy for a jazz musician to solo over.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to combine all those elements. And the actual title, The Ivory Antidote, if you know me, my middle name is Ivory, my mm-hmm. uncle's name is Ivory, and my grandfather's name is Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a doctor, so, you know, antidote, cure for ailments. And music is, you know, my cure for any ailment.
This is true.
So.
Okay. Well, that, I love that song. And actually, I make my students listen to that, too. Is that one up on your website?
It's on my Reverb Nation.
The Reverb Nation
yeah.
site. Okay, great. And you said that you wanted something with a groove. Is that? Can you discuss that a little bit more? What you were looking for with that?
Well, the backbeat is something that came in. I guess it was probably in the 80s when hip hop came into presence, and actually even the 70s, they started to get into that. But this is how can I describe it? It's I don't want to beatbox on the microphone,
mm-hmm.
but it's more hip hop influenced,
mm-hmm.
Which is something I hadn't done before. Everything I had done before was swinging, in the you know classical sense of jazz, it was swinging. So this one was different for me, and actually it spawned me writing you know several tunes like this.
Oh, okay. So, and what about your grandfather inspired you to write something with this kind of groove?
Well, is you know he was a soulful cat, and he had actually passed away recently at that time.
Oh, okay.
So, I
sorry
just wanted
to
pay tribute.
That's a great, beautiful thing. This is going pretty quickly today, so we may have time to listen more than just two.
Sure. Get a little sample of the rhythm changes that we recorded together.
Okay.
That's just, this, you know, the showing off chops. That's
okay.
All that is. You know,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's fast and
yeah.
playing a lot of notes, so you get one of those in there.
All right.
Just to display the, you know, this chops.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. So would you consider yourself to be more of a straight ahead player, or are you interested in maybe moving in any new directions or anything you're moving towards?
I mean, jazz is the teacher, you know, or whatever you want like to call it. It's the teacher. Mm-hmm. So it can grow into any other, you know, genre that you want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. So wherever I go, that's going to be the root of everything that I do. So it teaches me about harmony. It teaches me about rhythm. You know, everything that I know comes from that. And it's, to me, it's one of the most advanced forms of music, because you have to be creative. You have to use all of your skills. You have to use your technique.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing else really that displays all of those things at the same time.
Mm.
So to me, this is it.
That's great. I love that. Jazz is the teacher. I'm going to tweet that with quotes. Very cool. Okay. Well, do you have any other songs that you'd like us to hear? Precious Moments. I love that song. If somebody wants to check out your SoundCloud or go to your website or find you on Twitter, how can they find you on the internet?
Well, my name, Brent Burkhead. You can either put it in Google or you can put / any website. Facebook, Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm. Also my website, BrentBurkheadJazz.com. Mm-hmm. YouTube/ Brent Burkhead. You can check out my videos. And pretty much anything, you just Google my name and it should come up right within the first five search results.
And you said SoundCloud slash?
SoundCloud/ Brent Burkhead.
And how do you spell that, Burkhead?
BIRCKHEAD.
Oh, CK, okay.
It's not Brickhead. Like everybody said.
That's not what I meant. Burkhead. Okay, great. Well, and my last question is, and I didn't tell you about this question in advance, so, take your time. And if you don't have anything, that's fine too. But do you have any books that you've read lately that you recommend?
Let me think.
I forgot to mention it to you in advance. Usually I try to remind people.
No. Let's see. Let's look through my e-reader. I've actually been doing a lot of research on Egypt and Dogon tribes. I mean, it's just one of the things that I've been interested in.
Really? That's so cool.
One of them is The Message of the Sphinx.
Uh-huh.
And that's one. I've been following Robert Bovall for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... he wouldn't really like to be called an Egyptologist, but, you know, he's been one of the leaders in that area.
Huh. Cool.
There's another one. The Power of Myth.
Uh-huh.
I've read that recently.
Oh, and I forgot to ask this question earlier, and this is usually the first question I ask, so I apologize. But what have you been listening to lately?
Lately.
Or what do you like and what do you really dig musically? It could be lately or just sort of like... What's your influences and what are you listening to now?
Well, my biggest influence is probably Bird, Cannonball Adderley,
mm-hmm.
John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon,
mm-hmm.
Joe Henderson, Woody Shaw,
mm-hmm.
Freddie Hubbard. And these are just like in the order that I really came to like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The modern guys, I really like. I like Kenny Garrett,
mm-hmm.
I like Branford, I like Marcus Strickland,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the guys in New York that have been inspiring me recently. Everybody on the scene, you know, it's an inspiring scene.
Mm-hmm.
If you take it that way, you can be discouraged or inspired, and I choose to be inspired, mm-hmm. and learn from every situation.
Cool. Do you have anybody in New York that you really enjoy listening to or checking out?
Tavon Pennicott.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, he's my age, and you know, he's just an amazing saxophonist. You know, just very different,
mm-hmm.
and not afraid to depart from what everybody else is doing.
Cool.
I respect that, and he has tremendous technique. He can play the blues. He can play modern. He does all that stuff, and it's enjoyable to listen to.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the Jazzcast today. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
And I really hope everybody enjoys listening to this music and hopefully finding you on Twitter or wherever, internet.
Nice.
Wherever they want to go and connecting as a unit. So thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.